the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number, you ready, Rev?
Always.
627. Oh, that sounds so good this morning.
Yeah.
Of course, It's Your Business is an original series. Why wouldn't it be an original series, Jody?
It's highly original, actually, Bill.
It has to be. And, you know, we've even thought about applying for a two-hour credit for the listeners, you know, but we haven't talked to
continuing USF. education.
Okay. USF, Augustana, Southeast Tech, or Killian. One of you call me. We'll see if we can work it out.
Holy smokes, I should have a doctorate by now, don't you think?
You could.
Or something.
You
like
could with 600 and some shows.
PhD, MD, MBA, all that stuff. I get it all, Bill.
I think it
thanks
was.
To you.
Well, in the show today, in case we have people out there trying to see if we could be accredited, we have a lawyer, landscape institution, arborist, healthcare clock keepers and consultants, commodity broker, orthopedic surgeon, executive job recruiter. Nope, he's at a school today. He's at Harrisburg. Will not be with us. We'll have a loan photo, a Main Street to Wall Street, a place to golf this weekend in 72-degree weather, and a late scam you should know about. And then it's Jody.
Not to mention the editor of the Sioux Falls Business Journal.
And certainly not the least, we're always pleased to have you. And your story dealt with the East Side uptick.
Yes. What we did was look at the new ownership group for the property known as Arbor's Edge. That's being led by Sioux Falls businessman Tom Walsh, who's
again
been making a lot of news. I know. What will Tom Walsh do next, right? But now he and a group of business partners have bought the balance of the remaining property at Arbor's Edge. So there is a long and winding, interesting history behind this property, Bill. Started with a group of Twin Cities developers back in the boom times pre-recession. They had some big plans for this East Side neighborhood that joins Willow Run Golf Course. Long story short, they got into financial trouble. They are no longer doing business in this town. The property has changed hands a couple of times since then, and Tom Walsh and this new group are the latest owners, and they have some really interesting plans for it, including a path to connect the golf course to the neighborhood. So in theory, if you live there, you can drive a golf cart around the neighborhood and go right to Willow Run. Of course, they're hoping that those residents will be part of his other new venture, the Great Life Malaska Golf and Fitness Club that offers the unlimited golf and fitness. There's going to be a new clubhouse built at Willow Run starting later this year that will adjoin another large apartment project that's going to be under construction in the area. There's going to be an indoor pool and a fitness center and all kinds of things happening out there. And then in addition, there's just some really good residential development happening in the surrounding area. The Arbor's Edge houses typically start at about $300,000 and they go well in excess of $1 million. But there are other properties that are being developed in different styles of housing and different price points. So things like maintenance-free villas, things like maybe more starter to second homes, second buyer homes that are in the neighborhood around Fred Assum Elementary, and then other executive lots from different developers. So all kinds of good development happening there on the east side.
And you were kind of picking at me a little bit. I should have had Tony Bachman in with Canterbury Village.
You mentioned the Canterbury Village project, of course, on this program often, and you do like to sometimes tie into our cover stories. So I thought perhaps we might see some representation there. But that's another example of, you know, a different style of housing also on the east side, and just some really robust growth. I think we're going to see a lot more single-family housing permitted out there this year. Of course, you've got the apartment projects. And then what always follows the residential growth is the commercial growth. And we talked about one property across the street from Willow Run that might ultimately tie into the golf course with maybe a couple of holes similar to Prairie Green in southern Sioux Falls. That's also looking at some commercial development to complement everything going on at Dolly Farm. So keep watching that east side.
And I enjoyed our talk last week with Fargo and Sioux Falls and had a chance yesterday. We'll not tell everything, but I met with a group that Twin Cities based that has an interest in coming to Sioux Falls before they go to Fargo. And it might be pretty good for the city. But now we got the chamber interested and maybe getting their hands around it. And we'll see how that develops in the next couple of months.
It's intriguing. Yeah, those ties between Sioux Falls and Fargo just continue to grow.
Yes. Like to have us first, though. That's one of the things that I'd like to be able to pick at our friends in Fargo on that. Other breaking news.
I think we should talk briefly. Today's business story of the day in your Argus Leader talks about the expansion of Ace Hardware out at 41st in Minnesota. If you haven't driven by there lately, you will notice
Not East Sioux Falls.
New entrance under construction there. The plan is they're adding about 7,000 square feet to the store. But I went in and took a look at it, and they've really opened it up. You know, this is a building that was constructed in the late 1960s, and they were really pioneers, Bill. They were the first retailers to go out toward 41st Street, and look at what has happened since. So somebody's always got to be first. They've been there a while. They've expanded several times. So this is the latest iteration of that. They are also hiring in preparation for that expanded store in some of the departments that they're ramping up, including paint, sporting goods, housewares, and lawn and garden, which is an appropriate one for this weekend. I think that project is about 75% done, so should be wrapping up soon.
All right, Jody Schwann, she's always on top of it. She knows what's going on, and we appreciate you, whether it's the east side, Minnesota, or out west.
Good things going on all over town, it seems like, right now, Bill.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you.
Jesse Schmidt, South Dakota Better Business Bureau, normally right here beside us on Friday, but you're across the state this morning, Jesse. What's going on?
Well, you know, don't be jealous because the weather is just as awful out here as it is there, snowing this morning. So, but I'm out here for the Rapid City Home Show, put on by the Rapid City Home Builders Association.
All right. We like to talk about the fact that we have some great businesses here in Sioux Falls, but there's always some stinkers involved, and you've got a scam that came up late yesterday.
Yes, I do. And if you were listening to Jack's news, he's covered some scams that we've already talked about on the radio. But here's the newest wrinkle. Our Attorney General, Marty Jackley's Office of Consumer Protection, issued an alert yesterday about a wire transfer scam that's targeting South Dakota businesses. And what happens is that it appears that you have some internal communication amongst your higher level of executives authorizing a wire transfer of a significant size. Well, what happens is that these are just very, very similar email addresses. They've spoofed this whole conversation. And in this case, the South Dakota company wasn't taken advantage of because they had policies and procedures in place to take care of that. But, you know, a small business operating in South Dakota may not have those stringent of policies in place, and maybe they do buy equipment or machinery from overseas companies. So it just always goes to show you that a phone call, a conversation between parties when you're going to make a significant transaction is worth a face-to-face conversation, or certainly some verbal communication, not just all electronic, because we know that that can be hacked at any level.
You know, one of the things that I learned from you, Jesse, is that if it sounds too good to be true, or the government is sending you an email, it's probably not true.
Oh, it is really not true. And in this case, you know, we're very fortunate that this didn't happen. But obviously, this organization has had success or they wouldn't be doing it. So, yes, be mindful of all types of communication, especially, as you said, Bill, those things that are too good to be true really are too good to be true.
For 2 weeks, we've been trying to get the prison scam on. Let's take a couple of minutes and explain that. I've got a lawyer sitting over here. He can interpret for me what it all means. But anyway, if you will, share with us what's going on. And obviously, this is another one of those things. If you happen to have somebody that you're trying to talk to in a prison setting, that you'd try to avoid.
Right. Anybody that's in that situation knows that it's very expensive for prisoners to contact their family members. But there's a company out there called Prison Call Solutions, or Call Solutions. They advertise this service as a guaranteed way to save money for those who want to talk to an inmate. But we have consumers reporting that they are paying significant upfront for services that don't work. They state the price of calls will be reduced by 80%, but the services don't work. There's not a relay system set in place. And this month, the Better Business Bureau has received over 105 complaints over 3 years on this company, and they operate all over the country. But I thought it was worth mentioning because we do. We have a state prison and a federal prison in our listening area. And I know people want to communicate with their loved ones that are incarcerated. But, again, just be careful when you're doing that. We don't want you to become a victim. So read the fine print, pay with a credit card, get it in writing, or go online and look it up on BBB.org.
If people know of something or have some questions about it, even though you're in Rapid City, I presume you check your messages.
Oh, absolutely. We check our messages all the time, and if you call me, it actually rings through to my cell phone. So, yes, and we have people answering the phone in all our offices. So give us a call at 605-271-2066, or always get online at bbb.org.
Jesse Schmidt, South Dakota Better Business Bureau. Enjoy the show in Rapid City this weekend.
Yes. If anybody's out, stop on in, say hello, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you. Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, SiouxFallsLaw.com. Well, he's at the mic. He's ready to go. We'll see what's in the news this morning. Well, we got the law covered this morning. Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau, was talking just a minute ago about prison scams, withdrawal scams, and that cues us right into Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law Office. SiouxFallsLaw.com. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Sounds like you're a little under the weather.
Well, I'm coughing a little bit this morning. I went out and had lunch yesterday and didn't have a jacket, so that wasn't the smartest thing to do, walking to the pavilion. But you had mentioned prisons before we go into the two topics of the day, and sometimes it can be easy to get in, into the prison for that reason, but communication-wise.
Well, actually, it can be easy to get into prison, too, but... I had a friend who was in the federal system for a while, a number of years, and we set up communication through an email that the feds had set up, and it was really pretty easy and pretty handy. I don't know about the telephone communications, and honestly, on the state level, it's been a long time since I've had any dealings with state prisoners, but there was just no need for that sort of service for communication.
One thing I have enjoyed in recent weeks, we've started talking about what's in the news, which really communication with lawyers on the air doesn't happen in this market. And Tom, you're kind of filling that void, and we'll pick up two stories that came through the Argus. One was a Dr. Sosan, who apparently left dozens of malpractice cases and left the country to return to Iran. And Ryan Anderson, 14 years in a nursing home in a coma, and medical providers won't disconnect him. Can we go into the doc first?
Certainly. Dr. Sosan was a physician who started out down in Nebraska and ultimately moved into the Yankton, South Dakota area. He was an orthopedic surgeon. He had a little bit of resistance from some of the local medical practitioners to coming in, but ultimately, they granted him privileges down at Yankton Hospital. And the case that brought attention was a Francis Bockholt. 5 years before Dr. Sosan started treating her, her last surgeon had said, no more surgeries, you don't need any more. Then between March of 2010 and March of 2011, he performed a dozen surgeries on her, which is just phenomenal. For those who have been involved in surgeries, there's just how that many could ever possibly be needed is beyond belief. She died in March of 2011. Her family sued Dr. Sosan, and they received close to $1 million in a verdict. But there remain apparently a number of other claims down in the Yankton area. They're talking about more than a half a dozen additional lawsuits for malpractice. There's some complaints to the Nebraska Medical Board as well as the South Dakota Medical Board. And as of this point, there's no discipline against Dr. Sosan, but maybe it doesn't make any difference because he moved back to his native country, Iran.
Is that the way they get out of the lawsuit? And the claims against them is moved to another country, regardless of where it might be, particularly if they're not friendly to the United States?
I don't know if I can answer that question. I would say that making money in South Dakota and Nebraska was over for Dr. Sosan, and maybe he Couldn't find other places to move to, so I assume that a part of that was the reason for moving back to Iran.
So if you were a lawyer and had one of those cases, could you still pursue him in another country?
Oh, yeah, sure, because he's probably got some medical malpractice insurance, and there's probably still a pocket that you can go after there.
Now, does your office handle any of these kind of cases?
We look at them. Medical malpractice cases are very, there's very few of them that lawyers are willing to take, but certainly something of these dimensions we'd look at.
SiouxFallsLaw.com, another way or two they can reach your office.
335-1778 or toll-free 1-877-335-1778.
The Ryan Anderson story, a little different case.
Yeah, you know, this one really surprised me because I don't market for it, but I do a fair amount of wills and a lot of living wills and durable powers of attorney. This goes back to some of the old cases, the Karen Ann Quinlan case, the Nancy Cruzan case, the Terry Shavo case, all about people who are unconscious in a vegetative state. And we continue to care for them, keep them hooked up to the various equipment, and they continue to live. And I was really surprised that here in South Dakota we had this young man who's apparently been hooked up in that fashion for 14 years. Years ago, probably the one that most of the listeners would remember is the Terry Shavo case. I'm not certain I'm pronouncing that correctly. But that essentially played out as a battle between parents and a husband. Depending on which side of the story you took, the parents were either hanging on to a daughter who was never coming back, or there was a husband who was ready to move on and just let his wife starve to death or die of thirst. In 2007, we had some significant changes to the law, and mostly what we're talking about right now, the problem areas, if you will, is hydration and nutrition. People always imagine that we're keeping people alive through extraordinary measures. But really one of the problems we have is the definition of what's medical care as opposed to what is just basic sustenance or basically giving you a drink of water. And so the equipment that we're talking about is feeding tubes for nutrition and IVs for hydration. There's a lot of discussion about those two processes and very, very different standards, some ethical, some moral, some religious.
Differences between a nursing home and a hospital as far as what they would do as far as unplugging?
No, I would say differences between systems. If you compare, we have two systems here in town, the Sanford hospital system and the Avera system. Avera tends to have a much more religious-based, ethical-based system. Sanford tends to have a more medical approach to things. Years ago, 2004, I think, Pope John II stated very clearly that healthcare providers are morally obligated to provide nutrition and hydration, and that withdrawing food and water from somebody is simply not acceptable. Others would argue, and I've had these conversations in my office with my clients, others would argue that, you know, you're getting it in a hospital. If you didn't receive that sort of medical intervention, you would otherwise die, and it's really just medical treatment. And I don't think there's really a right or a wrong in this. I think it depends on your background. But there are some things you can do to make sure that what you believe, what you think, is carried through. And those are a living will and a durable power of attorney.
If you're in a doctor's office, and I've found myself, I wonder what I have, because I have a trust that my wife and I have, and I think we do have a living will with it, but I wasn't sure. When they're asking me that question, they're obviously asking if, for the records, if you got into a state that you weren't going to recover, you know, at that point, do you have a living will? And I presume that's what that does.
Yeah, they're two very different documents. A living will is kind of a unilateral communication about what your wishes are in the event you're unable to make medical decisions for yourself. So that is more a declaration. A durable power of attorney is where you assign someone to be your agent to make those decisions if you're unable to do so. But in either one, if you want to withdraw nutrition and hydration, you need to clearly state that that would be your desire and under what circumstances that would be your desire.
It's easier if you do it in advance rather than the loved one sitting there saying, I wonder what old Bill wanted.
Well, apparently that's, and Mr. Anderson is a young guy. I mean, I think he's in his 30s now. And apparently a part of the problem is he didn't even, I'm sure, think of a living will or a durable power of attorney as a, I think he was a teenager when this all happened, originally a gunshot. So he had never made a written statement, probably never thought about it, never talked about it. And now, and I suspect there's more facts behind this case than we have complete access to, but now apparently he's stuck in limbo.
So we would suggest this weekend that you take time, talk about those circumstances. What should your loved ones do if you're in that case? You can call a Tom Johnson, or you can call somebody that can help you make that decision and put it in writing.
You can call me at 335-1778 or visit our site and find out more about us at SiouxFallsLaw.com.
I would guess more news will happen between now and our next appearance in a couple of weeks. Tom, you have a nice weekend. Good information today. We appreciate you taking time to visit with us.
Thank you much.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a special on the affordable health care scheduled for Monday on location. All a part of It's Your Business. Oh, the music reminds me that I did have a good night's sleep last night. And if you're a basketball fan and you can fall asleep with, was it Florida and UCLA playing? You can sleep any place. And I had that Comfort King bed that they have designed for me cranked up like it was a chair to lean back, just relax. And I was so comfortable that I didn't know the Gators had beaten the Bruins. But it can happen with anything that you're doing. If you're worried about, what am I going to ask Dr. Tim Lee Burton this morning? Or what am I going to ask Abby Vanderwerf? Or whatever you do in your business, a good night's sleep where you can just hit the hay, regardless of how you want it set in that zero gravity bed, and you get the good night's sleep, you're ready to have your feet hit the floor the next morning. That worked for me, and it'll work for you. Check with Chris Larson at Comfort King. Why not have a bed that gives you an ROI, a great return for your business? All right, Abby Vanderwerf this morning should be joining us.
I stopped by your house last night, Bill, and recorded you a little bit last night.
Oh, did you? That's me. Yep. I didn't even have Dickie V talking to me in the middle of the night.
There you go. Yep.
Abby, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, we put together a show for Monday that the Stark boys, who do our ag show, had said, why don't you come over to the Holt McDowell office and do a show? So I happened to think, well, gee, we could do both hours over there because we work with you on the affordable health care. This will be our 15th show on Monday. We'll do that 9 to 10 and then do the ag show 10 to 11. And, of course, there have been a few things that have changed in the days of this week where the 31st is still in play, but it's even more important, correct?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we're using the term change loosely. I would like to say the word developed, maybe, just because we're learning as every day goes on that the government is issuing some exceptions or maybe a little more leeway for people to still sign up and get covered if there have been issues getting signed up.
Well, we do have, as we normally have, we have the people from the Community Health Association of the Dakotas that will be with us, Linda Ross and Jill Kiesler. We will have a party from Sanford, and I think we've got Lisa Carlson on Monday. And then Deb Muller, who has been a part of it for Avera, is not with us Monday, but she has one of the people that's been in the show, and you'll be there with us. And we got a lot to talk about. I would guess, even looking at headlines this morning, that Wellmark has now decided to join the party.
Yeah, so Wellmark is saying they intend to join the party, and they're planning to join the party for next year. So I think that's exciting news and certainly welcome in the community. So things are changing every day.
The other thing I was surprised about when I had talked to our friends at South Dakota State who help us with the farm show. They said nobody has talked to the farmers in the ag side on this affordable health care. So we're going to provide some expertise there. Farmers and the ag, those independent contractors, would be somebody that should be talked to.
Absolutely, and I think that's a great point. And, you know, I think that goes back to the CHAD and the community healthcare associations and maybe some of the challenges that they've faced with getting the educational message out to rural areas in South Dakota.
You know, businesses are still trying to sort all this out, and that's something that you've been meeting with for a long period of time. You've had a couple of kids since you started meeting with them, haven't you?
Yeah, two of them.
So what are businesses asking you right now?
You know what? Honestly, I did a presentation yesterday, and it goes back to the same thing. We've heard this message so many times, and yet it's still very, very confusing. So even though things constantly change, we're still going back to the basics sometime. What does this mean? Am I going to be subject to a penalty? What are the penalties? How are they triggered? And so it's just really back to the 101 again and reminding people what the law says, and now really working through the mechanics of what people have to do. Now we know more. Now we know how it's going to be applied. So let's break it down. Let's get even deeper, and let's figure out what this means.
Interesting, too, that the Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, now doing television interviews with local stations. KSFY this week did it, and she was pushing that people could get health care for $100 depending on their income.
Yeah, and I think certainly the subsidies are going to be a play in that, but that also is going to depend on your state, what county you live in, which carrier you're choosing a policy from, your age certainly, and where you fall at in that household income level, and if you're going to be able to get any premium assistance. So it's very, very individualized.
Abby, you and I talked last September before we did the first of our shows on October the 1st. And we talked about how this could all come together. And you were one of those that said, I think we could put this show together if we talk business and we get Sanford, we get Avera involved, community health. You know, if you had to describe how it's worked, what would you say?
You know what? I couldn't be happier, and I'll tell you why. Because I think we have learned through this entire process, and you've joked about it before, Bill, when you said I got Sanford and Avera sitting next to each other in the studio, that we are all learning this process together. It's new to all of us. And so however we can share resources, educate each other, and make it easier for the end user, the consumer, and the businesses, that's what we're going to do. We're going to work together to get the message out.
I was with a group yesterday, and one of the ladies was from Gage, and she was telling me, she said, I've heard you do that show. And she said, what I'm amazed at is that you figured out a way not to do politics with affordable health care, because everybody else is. You just provided the information.
Yeah, and that's what we intended to do. And the message is that whether you love it or you hate it, you have to comply. It's not going anywhere. It could change, certainly, but it's not going anywhere. So what do you need to know? What are the facts behind the law?
All right, so we'll be at your place, 6th floor, Sharapa Place, on Monday.
Can't wait.
I know. We're talking, maybe we'll have some snow, but it won't be above the 6th floor, I wouldn't think.
Well, we'll just get to watch it fly on the river then.
Well, I thought it was interesting, the other difference between you and the Starks. You promised me coffee and said, I'm sorry, we're a very nutritious place. The Starks said, this is an ag show at 10 o'clock, so we're going to make sure you have ag food. So anyway, you're not
so
feeding
us. So they're bringing bacon?
I'm not sure what they're bringing. But anyway, they promised food. You promised coffee. We just look forward to trying to provide good communication on Monday, and we appreciate you, Abby, and the Starks, and all you guys do at Holt McDowell.
Sounds great, and thank you, Bill.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of golf. We'll talk some fitness as well, see if we can plug in to the Special League with Dr. Tim Lee Burton and Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, who says 72 degrees today. You can play one of 50 courses. We'll look at that in just a moment.
Technology alone doesn't help people hear better. It's how well the audiologist works with the patient and applies the technology. Hi, I'm Dr. Stephanie Wubin, audiologist at Stanford Hearing Aids. You can buy hearing aids almost anywhere, but Stanford Hearing Aids will make sure you get just what you need to improve your quality of life. At Stanford Hearing Aids, we will properly fit your new hearing aids. With nearly 30 years of quality care, you'll love our service.
Stanford Hearing Aids at 14th and Dakota, 335-HEAR.
Back at Advanta Mortgage with Jim Loeb. Jim, who is Advanta Mortgage?
We are mortgage bankers specializing in all types of home loans. We are part of Premier Home Mortgage Rapid City. We are caring mortgage bankers who are professionally trained to handle all of your loan needs.
Apply online at AdvantaMortgage.com. NMLS number 162291. Why should I use Advanta Mortgage?
We specialize just in mortgage loans. We answer your questions promptly. At Advanta Mortgage, we return your messages before we go home at night. We have loan officers on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our interest rates are very competitive. At Advanta Mortgage, we process and underwrite our own loans here in Sioux Falls. We have a special loan product. It's the Advanta Mortgage Fixer Up Dream Home Loan. Upgrade your kitchen, add new carpets, new appliances, or even a garage. Purchase a new home or refinance with these improvements.
Stop by our new location at 57th at the Bridges, 57th and Western, or call 275-2777. Take the first step. Visit us at AdvantaMortgage.com. Advanta Mortgage. Mortgage bankers you can count on. An equal housing opportunity lender.
Best of Mike Gallagher. Weekend 6 to 9 p.m. Kello. News Talk 1320-107.9.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, joins us. He's a part of our golf show group on Wednesday. We have a lot of fun in that show. Dr. Tim, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Bill.
We tried to get you in last Friday, but you were a little busy.
Yeah, I had a surgical case that took a little longer than expected, but I was happy to be here this past Wednesday.
Well, you're in the act today, and we're kind of following with you that you can get people in generally within 24 hours. Not all doctors, not any orthopedics that we know can really tell us that.
Well, it's unique what I'm able to do at my office with a great staff. We're usually able to see people same day or certainly the next business day. The phone number 275-5560. I think it's quite unique to be able to see a surgeon as quickly as we're able to provide.
Recent successes?
Recently, my daughters are involved with competitive cheer at Dakota Spirit, but a different cheerleader sustained an injury to her ankle at cheerleading practice. The mom was able to call the office the next morning. We were able to see the cheerleader at her lunch break. We were able to get an MRI immediately after that visit. We were able to diagnose a substantial ligament injury to her ankle that same day. I was able to call the mom and give her that report, and we were able to get her in a cast and crutches pretty quickly.
It's that time of year where you've got golfers that are just dying to get out and to be able to play some golf. All of the great life courses, as we read and hear from Donnie Hill and Tom Walsh, have said they'll be open this weekend. Dave Austed in our show Wednesday said that all of the public courses would be open in Sioux Falls. But as they do that, you're going to have golfers that are going to want to play from sunup to sundown. That might be a little risky unless you're in shape to do that.
Right. I would encourage people to try and visit Golf Addiction or Baker Crossing, their simulators, to try and get some swings in before actually going out and playing outside. But there will be a lot of golfers that will wake up Sunday morning and Monday morning and have some aches and pains that they haven't experienced since last year at this time when the golf season started. I think that people, after taking the appropriate measures, over-the-counter medications, if those symptoms, if that pain continues, I think they shouldn't just deal with it. They might want to try and get a diagnosis.
You know, I have to laugh at some of the golfers they show on television and their antics as far as getting ready to play golf. And the one that I remember is Miguel Angel Jimenez, who's got the stogie in his mouth, and he's doing unusual exercises, which almost mock exercising. Others spent a lot of time in fitness centers, and that's something that probably changed from the days of the King, Arnold Palmer, to what people are doing today.
I think Gary Player was probably the first golfer, well-known golfer, that highlighted on fitness. I don't think he got as much credit until Tiger Woods came along, and he really changed the game with showing what fitness and physique has to do with the golf swing.
Well, it makes a difference, too. I was impressed with you when we closed our segment out with you on Wednesday. And I talked to somebody else. I said, you know, he not only knows about the hands, Jason Day and some of those, but you were making some points about golfers and their trainers that if people didn't hear, they should go to the podcast. But shoot, you're sitting right here. Tell them what you were drawing up, which to me said that we've got somebody that has some common issues with the people he's training.
I think when looking at Tiger Woods, his original golf swing resembled Adam Scott's current golf swing. And with that particular swing, it probably had more stress to do with the lower extremities, the knees and hips. And Tiger Woods has changed his swing, and now he's with Sean Foley. And I looked up Sean Foley students, and the one thing that seemed common was back problems. And that's what Tiger's dealing with. That's what Hunter Mahan is dealing with. Justin Rose is dealing with. So Sean Foley's swing, in my opinion, puts more stress on the spine and the core than the lower extremity.
So what can we as the ordinary golfers learn from what that gentleman has now got four of his proteges kind of hobbling doing?
It's like the Arnold Palmer commercial, swing your swing, and try not to emulate someone else's swing, because especially if you don't have enough time to practice, it could lead to other issues, other musculoskeletal problems.
We have got an interesting mix in the golf show. This is year two of the golf show. We did not have a chiropractor, did not have a doctor that handles orthopedics in the show last year. What do you guys think you bring to the table for our listeners this year?
I think just having someone who has a knowledge base about the body, about the mechanics of the body, about the golf swing, about nutrition, and about the longevity to be able to golf longer, I think it adds to this particular program and talking about golf. And I would encourage any listeners, if they can get on the website and post questions to me or the other physicians or anybody, even Adam Scott at Golf Addiction, maybe have any particular questions that they would like to have addressed.
Well, the other thing that we're kind of looking to do, and I know you know these golfers, but your points each week have not shown how much you know in our fantasy golf. A guy by the name of Andrew Loop has the lead in our tournament this week. He's shot 5 under. They had 2.5 hours of fog yesterday, and they kept telling him, from what I understand, in 15 minutes we're going to tee off, 15 minutes we're going to tee off. And you had some guys that are pretty good that got really upset with that. Jordan Spieth, Jimmy Walker, both Texans that didn't do it. But if you're in that situation, if you're in a weather delay and you're indoors, you're going back outdoors to play, that could be a place where you would pick up an injury.
Absolutely. You're warmed up and then you cool off and you go back out without hitting the practice range, without having any time to loosen up. That's the perfect setup for an injury to happen.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, how do they reach you if they need help, need to get in within 24 hours?
SFSpecialtyOrthopedics.com. You can Google SpecialtyOrthopedics.com or Dr. Timothy Lee Burton at 275-5560.
Sounds good. We're going to bring Adam Scott in here. Adam, the doc is saying nice things about golf addiction this morning.
That's fantastic to hear, Mr. Burton.
He has taken care of you. You have some playoffs going on. You got tournaments coming up. And I can't believe it. You're going to make a trip to the Masters. And you even have Master reservations coming up.
We do, and the thing of it is 2 weeks out from one of the best and the most world-renowned golf tournaments of the season. So being able to make it down to Augusta to see it in real life is going to be a journey and a trip in itself. But more importantly, let's talk about the people that have the opportunity now to come in and golf while they watch the world's best golf tournament out there.
Well, and that is an important thing. When you're not minding golf addiction, you're minding some kids. I can hear they've got you two over par this morning, right?
Oh, they do. They keep me extremely busy with having two little young professional golfers, entrepreneurs coming up themselves, you know?
All right. You've got the aiming fluid. You've got 50 courses people can play. And I know Monday night you've got, I think it's the Cosmopolitan Club that's coming out there to do some shooting and also some practice.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the weekend looking a little bit nicer, it's going to give everybody the opportunity to potentially even go outdoors and golf. But until then, Golf Fix is open right now and open until midnight. So if you need to get your golf fix on, go ahead and give us a call, 274-8903, and we'll get you in there to play some outstanding golf and get you warmed up for the season.
Well, I think you got your hands full right now. We'll let you get back to that and deal with your protégés that are coming up so that they can be actually taking care of Dad as he gets a little bit older. But with Golf Addiction in Sioux Falls, Golf Addiction in Fargo, and what you're tying in with Great Life, sounds to me like you're going to have a great summer.
Yeah, we're excited for all the different leagues and everything that will be starting here in May. And, again, the tournament coming up next Friday. So we got 5 spots is all left for that tournament. So if you've got a couple buddies that want to get out and have a little fun to win some potential cash for some winnings of a tournament, get signed up at Golf Addiction for the four-person scramble coming up next Friday.
And Golf Addiction in Sioux Falls at 57th and Marion. We will talk to you next week. Thanks.
You bet. Have a good day, Bill.
When we come back, we'll set the stage for our 10 o'clock show, which includes the Lawn and Garden Show, which is opening a 3-day run this weekend, but they're not in the same location. We've got two experts that are going to join us at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, and we've got a show that also includes some housing announcements as well. That's all a part of It's Your Business in Hour 10. Our business, and in the 9 o'clock hour today, we always like to close it with a guy named John, who is out at Rev's old stomping grounds at 41st and Willow. John, good morning to you at Valentino's.
Good morning, guys.
Is there
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing pretty good. Even the Rev.
Yay.
But is there something special about Fridays this time of year?
Well, this time of year and about every Friday, though, sometimes you come in and it might smell just a little bit fishy because it is Fish Fry Friday here at Valentino's. And again, this is not some pre-made stuff that comes out of the freezer into the fryer. We actually get the fillets in, we cut them up by hand, and then we hand dip them just before they go to the fryer. So they're always crispy and light and fresh.
You know, I was going to suggest there's a lot of fish fries going on this week and on Friday, with it being a Lentil time of the year. But I would think that you might set a pretty good bar for those people with fish fries at churches tonight and Legion Halls, various other places that they have, which they try to do to accommodate people in their diets.
Yeah. And, you know, we got the fresh, of course, but we also have a lot of other non-meat items out. You're like on a pizza bar, for example. We have a spinach artichoke flatbread that's just out of this world. We also have a vegetarian. And one thing I like about this vegetarian, it's a blend of olives and mushrooms and green peppers. And it's the saltiness of the olives and everything that you almost kind of wonder if you're not eating meat, because it's got a different flavor profile. And, of course, we have the cheese pizza. We have the pasta primavera casserole that is really tasty. It has our beer cheese sauce with broccoli, cauliflower, and carrots with our rotini noodles. And then, of course, we have several different sauces. We have the marinara sauce. We have the pomodoro sauce, which if we can get people just to try, because it's different, they really enjoy it. It's very Italian tasting. It has chunks of tomatoes in it. So it's a really hearty Italian sauce. And, of course, we have our salad bar and other items out there, too. And then, by the way, too, if you ever come in and you got a favorite pizza that we may not have out on our buffet, or you basically you don't want meat, so maybe you want a mushroom Alfredo thin crust. Well, we'll make that for you. Let us know when you come in, and that way when you're ready for it, it should be coming out of the oven.
Nice. Well, we'd like to say that things have changed and it's not soup weather, but it's kind of the every other day. My guess is you get a lot of call for soup this time of year.
Yes, we do. We go through a ton of soup. Matter of fact, they want us to bring different varieties out. So I'm talking to the city just to see if I can expand my building so I can expand my buffet. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, to put out more soup. But we have a tomato bisque that is really a common favorite this time of year. Also, our Mexican corn chowder. And then, of course, our chicken noodle with the nice thick noodles in it is a favorite of many.
You know, I had to go to a lunch with somebody at someplace other than Valentino's this week, and they had a tomato bisque soup, and as I was eating it, I was saying, ah, I could have had a V8, or I could have gone to Valentino's for tomato bisque.
Yep. It is it's the hot item on our buffet right now.
All right. You have Sunday brunch scheduled?
Yes, we do. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We have a ton of breakfast items out. Of course, the standards of the sausage, biscuits, and gravy. We also have bacon, ham, and the sausage. We have scrambled eggs. We have two different types of breakfast casseroles, one with vegetarian quiche and the other one with bacon and cheese and potatoes. We have fried potatoes out. We got some of the best waffles you'll taste in town. A lot of people prefer ours to some of those that are served at those pancake houses, and because it's such a good mix.
John,
we have a variety of lunch items out too for the kids.
All right, John at Valentino's, 41st and Willow. I know you've got Rev and I both hungry right now.
Oh yeah,
let's figure out lunch.
Come on out.
All right,
okay.
Talk to you in an hour.
Bye.
All right, Rev, you got a little activity this weekend.
Oh, yes. One of my bands, AC/DC Tribute Rock and Roll Damnation, playing at Sporty's in Rock Rapids Saturday night, which is a cool little place right downtown Rock Rapids. Got some good food there, and we always have a good time down. And still doing the drum lesson thing, too,
Bill.
You know,
I was going to give you a little testimonial on this. If you're a parent with a kid with drums, mm-hmm. you want to be able to play them so it sounds decent. That's where the Rev might come in, and it won't be an annoyance.
Yeah.
It'll be good stuff.
Check out Jeff Kohler Drums. That's K-O-L-L-E-R. New and improved website up and running. If you ever thought you might want to learn drums, or if you have kids that are into it or already into it, or even if you're already experienced, check it out and give me a call. We'll get hooked up.
The other thing he's going to do, he's going to work on a new intro to our show. And
oh, yeah.
We've been talking about what to put in it, what to avoid, and maybe we'll share that in the next hour. For now, though, our time is up. Thank you for yours.